Okay, we're going to continue Mitzvah Shem, our discussion about Simchas HaChaim. And we're going to turn our attention again to the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak of Avos. The Mishnah teaches us, Eizehu Asher HaSameach B'chalko. And it says, Shenemar Yigia Kapecha Kiseicha L'Ashrecha V'Tevlach. Those who toil by their hands, with their hands, and they eat. Ashrecha V'Tevlach. That they are happy in this world, the Mishnah says, and they are fortunate in the next world. And we explained, using the Vart of the Avodas Yisrael, the Kashan Sar Magid, that a fundamental Yiddish Yesod in HaSameach B'chelko means to know that I'm a piece of Hashem, and that knowledge is the greatest joy that a person can experience and to have in this world. That's something which is so basic and so fundamental. And we rooted that in that which we make a bracha every single day, Shalei Asani Goy. And we explained that the whole Seder of Shacharis, beginning with that bracha, till the very end, is a spiritual exercise in Simchas HaChaim, which is supposed to carry us throughout the entire day. The next bracha which we're going to focus on today and tomorrow, Amir Tashem, is the bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, which is another angle of Simchas HaChaim, just a few brachas later. And this idea of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki is a different taich in the Mishnah of Eizehu Asher HaSameach B'chelko, which many, many Mefarshim go with. But I'd like to start from point A, B'siyata D'Shemaya, and to work through this from the ground up, and to break down the different parts, and really to take it apart, Mi'atz Hashem, to understanding this evolution of Simcha and how one attains Simcha. Hashkafa is something which is extremely important in outlook, and which is why taking it apart and seeing it is extremely important. There's the world of machshava, the world of dibur, of speech, and the world of ma'isa, of action. And of the three, and as human beings, we participate in all three almost all the time, the one most associated with the union of simcha, most relevant to simcha, is the world of machshava. And the Zohar implies this. The Zohar tells us that the word machshava contains the same letters as bisimcha. If you just rearrange it in your mind, or if you spell it out in front of you, these letters are the same. Simcha is very little. It has very little to do with what we do, the actions which we do, or the things which we say. It's really about a mindset, it's about a vision, it's about a thought process, it's about an emotional, psychological, spiritual sense of self. Simcha is not something which a person feels in a fleeting moment. Like we spoke about earlier, the whole musag and the discussion of Simchas HaChaim is something much deeper than what makes me feel good. If that was our topic, then everybody would have a different interpretation of Simcha. This person likes to learn, this person likes to go to a baseball game, this person likes opera, this person likes to sit by the beach. It's not a discussion which is meant to have. We're talking about Simchas HaChaim, a certain mahalich of machshava, of understanding, of outlook, hashkafa. Now, to begin this understanding of simcha, this taich of Eizehu Asher HaSameach B'chelko, the root of everything is going to be the one word, ani, me, myself, and I. When a person stops and he observes and he asks the question, who am I? Without any Torah yet, The answer to that question, if a person wants to be very raw and very real, is a very depressing one. Who is Ani anyways? How important is this Ani, is this I, of which I am? If I had to really tackle this question, I would come to an honest conclusion that this I, who I am, is probably in a span of thousands of years, or even in the present moment, a speck of nothingness. Speck of nothingness. Nobody will probably remember me. Nobody probably cares or is interested in what's going on in my life. Everybody who seems to be interested in my life is really interested in their lives. How important is my life? Now, I'm not talking about people who don't believe in a Ribbono Shel Olam. In recent years, there's this concept of atheism, which the Tzaddikim predicted. It says in the Torah, Anochi Haster Asa Panam Mikam, Hashem would create a situation where people would say that there is no God. If the world and all of mankind is one giant accident, and I'm part of that accident, then I certainly have no meaning whatsoever. I have no chashivas, and nobody would be wrong to come along and to say that your life is no more important than that of an ant, squash. And what are you going to do? How are you going to say anything? The whole chashivas that an Adam has, that he should have a chashivas for himself, is because there's a Borei Olam, and there's a plan in the world. And since there's a Borei, he created a concept called Kavod HaBrios, that a person should feel a certain sense of self-respect for himself and for his life. So this Ani, if we could just ask to mute the phone, if anybody's, and I know it's not easy, you just mute if you hear this. Thank you. The Ani of a person can be very painful. It's a very painful thought. What people try to do is they try to find ways to build their Ani, that they should feel respectable. And what people will naturally turn to feel respectable is they'll try to find ways to feel self-accomplished. They'll accomplish things. Or they'll amass a lot of money, which is Oysher. And by doing so, they hope to empower this sense of Ani. The other way that a person will try to empower this sense of Ani, because the Olam of Emes, which they live in, is so painful, they'll enter into the Olam of Sheker, which is Dimyonis, which is the world of Kavod, which is the world of fame, which is the world of honor, which is really an escape from the Ani. And that usually is even more painful than the first. And we see, anybody who has eyes in their head can see that the more fame that a person has and the more kavod that is given to him, the more that he feels a sense of emptiness and that the kavod is not real and everything which they say about him is not real. And the world of Dimyon, the world of Sheker, is a very, very painful world to live in. So the world of MS is very painful, and the world of Dimyon is very painful. And even if a person amasses wealth, and he thinks that that's going to give his Ani something to be respectful of and to feel good about, Chazal tell us, Atzabeyam kesef v'zahav ma'aseh de adam. We say that in Halel, Atzabeyam means their avodah zarah, but the Sfarim Taich Atzabeyam is in Atzvas. Atzabeyam kesef v'zahav, that kesef v'zahav gives a person an Atzvas. If a person has much more money than what he needs to sustain himself or even to put away, it creates an atzvus. Imagine if a person who lives in a mansion, it's just him and his wife, or just him by himself, he may feel very good the first moment that he lives in it, but after that, it's a depression. Because it doesn't fit. It's like wearing a shoe which is two sizes too big. It hurts to walk around in such a shoe. So the MS, if a person looks at the world, is a very painful MS, and the escape to the Olam of Dimyon is also very painful. The only thing that a person can actually feel any sense of self-satisfaction is through this world of Eizu Asher Asamech Bechalkai Shenemar Yigia Kapecha Kisecha Ashrecha V'Tayvlach Bailam Azev Elam Abba. What a person has in this world is to work hard and to reap the rewards of his hard work. That's step number one, and that's not a Yiddish concept. That's a concept for all mankind. And I'm sorry if I'm taking you through things which seem a little tedious. To me, they're very big yesodos in understanding who we are and where our satisfaction in life comes from. There's something very satisfying that a person has by working hard at something and reaping the benefits. If you work at something and you accomplish and you feel accomplished, there's a sense of satisfaction there in this world and even in the next world. And this is the whole concept of schar in the next world, that if a person toils in Torah mitzvahs, the reward in the next world is what you earned. There's something simcha about that. That's the simple pshat in a sameach b'chalka. You find that people that they're educated, that they get degrees, and they go from one dugi to the next, or if they work in a profession and they come home with a paycheck, or they're accomplished in that, and they feel a sense of pride, of satisfaction, that accomplishment is a very real feeling. There's something very din and cheshbind about that. And throughout all of history, every single human being who owned a field and he was a farmer, he felt content in his life, even for just taking care of himself and going out to the field every day, because this was the process of Yigia Kapecha Kiseicha Lashrecha B'Toivlach. He felt very good because he worked hard in something and he came home with something. But Soinim Matanas Yechia, if a person is handed things on a silver platter, if he's gifted with things and he doesn't work at it, so he may experience a certain momentary pleasure of receiving something new, but after that there's an emptiness. If a person doesn't put in order to receive, so that's not called Simchas Chaim. That's a momentary, fleeting satisfaction that a person has. But that would be the simple pshat, Ezehu Asher Hasameach B'Chalka. Shenemar Yigia Kapecha Kiseicha L'Ashrecha V'Tayvlach. We as Yidden have something much more precious than that, and that will be Mitzvah Shem, the discussion which we'll conclude soon today and discuss in the next year. The world which we described before, which is the world of the bitter MS that a person lives in, that mankind lives in, which, by the way, is what Shlomo HaMelech describes in Koheles. The whole Koheles and the Chachma of Shlomo is breaking apart the world which is absent of Torah and Mitzvahs and Elokos. And he says that the world is empty. Everything is Hevel Havalim. The only thing which really saves the entire Koheles, as Chazal say, is the last pasuk, Soif Tavar HaKol Nishma Esa Elokim Yira Ves Mitzvoysav Shemar Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam, which is why the world of philosophy and people who philosophized, and it's a lost art. Nobody does it anymore, because philosophy brings a person without any godliness, without any elokos, to a very disappointed place. If you think this world through without any godliness, then as Shlomo says, Yosef das Yosef machayev. The more das that a person has, the more pain that he has. The world of MS without any godliness is a very painful world, and the world of Dimyon, the escape, is even more painful. But as Yidden, we recognize that what the world calls the Olam HaEmes, the real world, that's also a world of Dimyon. that's also a world of sheker. There's a real world, which is the world of spirituality, which is the world of Torah and mitzvahs, which is the world of godliness, which is the Olam HaNeshama. And if we open the door and we enter into that world, by recognizing that that's the Olam HaEmes, and the world which our physical eyes see is also an Olam of Sheker, it's part of the Olam HaDimyon. So we open up the real world of Simchas HaChaim. There's something which is awaiting us there when we take that step of Emuna and we believe that which is 100% true, which is the teachings of Chazal and the words of Hashem Yisbarach in his Torah and in his Navi, and as the world itself is shouting to us the emes of this world of emes, that although we can't see it with our physical eyes, that if we allow ourselves to follow our seichel and our neshamas and to open the door and to enter into that Olam HaEmes, this is the real entrance into the world of Simchas HaChaim. That emes goes hand in hand with Simcha. We're running out of time. It's a short time slot, and we'll continue in Mitzvah Hashem in the next year. But we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Hashem, as we began by saying that our machshava, which is the letters of Besimcha, how we think in our hashkafas and how we see things are going to determine our MS, and it's going to determine our Simcha Sachaim. And when we think that it's the things which we say or the things which we do, it's those experiences here and there which determine Simcha, that's not Simcha Sachaim. Those are just daily pleasures here and there. But we're talking about, like we began, a sense of richness, of fulfillment in every moment of life. Being in contact with that MS is very fulfilling. And it's going to put a twist on the Mishnah of Ezu Asher Asamech Bechelko Shneimar, Yigiyah Kavach Kisech Asher Chavetayvelach, Ashrecha Belam Azeh V'Tumlech Lam Abba, in a much more profound and beautiful way. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go back to this bracha of She'asa Li Kol Tzarki, which is a hemshech of, as we said, She'lo Ya'aseni Goy. And we've just opened the door. We've just opened the door after explaining how it is that the only Pesach into the world of true Simcha is going to be this Pesach. And as the Am HaNivchar that Hashem gave us the Torah and gave us His godliness, we're just coming off of Shavuos, He gave us everything to be happy about, everything to be proud about. And when we're taifes that, when we hold on to that, and we make that our ikar, then all the disappointments of life and everything which happens, which may be distasteful, are going to have an understanding, an explanation. They're not going to be so bitter anymore. They're going to be bittersweet when we're able to rearrange and to re-understand and to transform machshava into besimcha. So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll come back to this topic and we'll continue on to a life of chayim, to open up these doors, to have contact with the emes, and to be zeicha l'chol tov.